Hey, let's do one on a artist, ARDIST, first name, last name, calendar, CALENDER, 613, no, 81146, 81148, sorry, 81148, date of birth. This 72-year-old engineer presented to his primary care doctor, to his PCP with constipation and feeling of incomplete evaluation for a few months prior to being seen, period. He also had symptoms of liquid diarrhea from time to time. He's seen by the GI, found to have a near obstruction mass that did not allow even a pediatric scope to pass through the lumen of the bowel. A biopsy was negative, but unfortunately he was found to have liver lesions on the biopsy, confirmed to be adenocarcinoma, period. He has poor appetite, has lost weight, and has bloating at the time of evaluation, period. Patient was diagnosed with rectal cancer, stage 4A, with liver metastasis. Patient subsequently underwent chemotherapy. With this chemo, he developed nausea and vomiting. His CEA did start dropping. This is since the March of 2021. Patient during the next 6 months, patient developed a bad GI bleed, which was managed by Dr. Gilmore, his gastroenterologist. Developed exhaustion, diarrhea, abdominal pain, which were managed during his therapy. On or about November of 2021, he started having hip pain. He did have a subsequent MRI that showed insufficiency of femoral head, showed a fracture, pathological fracture of the femoral head, was seen by an orthopedist for possible metastatic disease. He continued to have issues with his chemotherapy, including neutropenia. His chemotherapy had to be adjusted or stopped. And beginning of 2022, new paragraph, he was started on Keytruda, K-E-Y-T-R-U-D-A. His CT scan, a PET scan, showed progressive disease in most locations. Continuous worsening of his symptoms and his disease despite being treated with Keytruda. In June of 2022, he has become so weak that he's no longer able to stand up. He's been having issues with rectal bleed, severe distension of the abdomen, pedal edema, short of breath, hemoglobin is 7, secondary to bleeding, and evidence of ascites. It was subsequently decided to place patient on hospice and stop any further treatment, period. His hemoglobin is 722. He has severe weakness. His total protein is 6.1. Albumin is 2.9. Given the very large rectal mass, the progression of the disease a lack of response to treatment, it was decided to place patient on hospice. Patient will most likely have days to weeks on hospice. Will be kept comfortable. Patient does have pain, which needs to be treated by hospice nursing staff, period, as well as educating family regarding dying, rectal cancer, and other modalities that patient is suffering from. Period. He has a KPS score of 40%. Yeah, 40% at this time. He's expected to do poorly. And he is cared for by his wife and the nursing staff as well as hospice aides. Patient is hospice appropriate. Thank you.